Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 19th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned already that when a person has something good happening to him, and someone else shares in this goodness, he makes a bracha hatov v'hametiv. If the goodness is only for himself and no other partner in that goodness, then he makes shechiyano. And a Mishnah is going to give some examples of that. Bona bayis chadosh, a person who built a new house, or if he bought a new house. V'kolna kelim chadoshim, or if he bought new clothes. I'm talking here about expensive clothes, not just a shirt or something. Omer baruch shechiyonu. He can make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, l'ken melchalam shechiyonu, v'kimonu yonos v'anazeh, because of the simcha that he has of the new house, or the simcha that he has because of the new clothes. These days we don't make it so much on clothes, because it's considered a minor simcha compared to buying a house. Some opinions say that the bracha should be said as soon as the purchase takes place, even though he hasn't used the house or used the clothes, because the simcha that's in the heart of just having, of making the acquisition, for that alone, it deserves a bracha shechiyonu. Mevarech al hara me'ein hatova. A person has to make the bracha for something that bad. He has to say bracha dynamis, even though afterwards something good could happen. For example, maybe there's been a flood in his field and he's lost the crops, so it's something bad, but something good might happen in the sense that it'll be nice and fertilized, or it'll be nice and wet, the soil, for the next year's crops. Doesn't matter. Now it's bad, you make the bracha for what's occurring now. Dynamis. V'ala tova menara. And the other way around, something good happens to someone, he has to make tova meitiv, even though afterwards something bad could happen. For example, he finds an amazing metzia. He finds something that a lost diamond. So it's fantastic. He makes a bracha tova meitiv, or hatov if it's just him, shechiyonu, I mean. And even though there's possibility that if the government find out about it, who knows what'll happen to him? They might take him, punish him. But right now, it's his, and it's a good fortune. So he makes the bracha for that good fortune that's happened to him. Hatzoek l'sha'ovar, one who davens and prays for something that's already happened, and he can't change it. Harizot tefillah shav. Then it's a tefillah in vain. Ketzad, what's an example? Hoisa ishto muberes, his wife was pregnant. Va'amar, and he says, Oi, yihirotzen shetel dishazacha. Oi, may it be a will before you, Hashem, that my wife gives birth to a boy. It's silly. How is it full of shav? It's a wasted prayer because it's already been decided. Hoyoboba derech, if your person was on the road. Va'shoma called Svachabir, and he hears screaming coming in from the city that he's approaching. Va'amar, and he says, Oi, I hope it's not. Please let it be enough of my house. V'omar, he said, Yirotzin shelo yu ela b'nei beisi, that those who are crying out should not be from my household. Again, harizot tefillah shav. It's a wasted tefillah because what's happened has happened. Bir, Mishnah Dalit. After we looked in the previous Mishnah, that crying for something that's happened is a wasted prayer. Our Mishnah wants to tell us a person should always daven and cry out for the future and always give thanks for the past. Hanichlos akrach, person who's entering a large city where all different things could happen there. Krach is usually a city, a walled city. Mispalstein, he should pray two tefillahs. Achas bichnisosoi, one as he enters the city. He says, Yihirotzein milfonecha shetachniseini lechachas l'shalom. May it be your desire that I enter this city in peace, peacefully. V'achas bitziosoi, and one prayer when he leaves the city. And what's that? Moida nilafanacha, Hashem alakai, shahotseisoni, mei krach azel shalom. I thank you, Hashem, for being able to leave this city. You've taken me out of this city in peace. Ben azay oimer arba. He says no. He says four tefillahs has to be said. Shtayim bichnisase, two upon his entry to the city, or shtayim bitziase, and two upon exiting the city. Upon entering the city, or before entering, he has to say, Yirotzein, may it be your will that I enter, that you bring me the city in peace. After he's entered, he immediately gives thanks for that. Moedani, I'm thanking you for bringing me into the city peacefully. Ushtam bitziyose, and likewise two prayers I'm said when he's getting ready to go out. One is, Hashem, may be your will that I should leave this city, that you should take me out of this city in peace. After he's gone out, he gives the thanks. Moedani lefanacha, I give thank you that you've taken me out in peace. And just like you've taken me out in peace, may you tolecheni l'shalom, may you bring me to a destination. It's like we're saying, Tfilas Adarach, save me from any dangers on the road. He gives thanks for the past and calls out for the future. Now, this section, some say, is coming to explain the nature of the tefillahs we mentioned above. You always have to give thanks for what's happened, and you have to cry out also for what's going to happen, that it should be all b'shalom u'b'vracha. Some say that the Tana mentioned here first thanks for the past and calling out for the future because it's the words of Ben Azai, who says there were four tefillahs to be said upon going in and out of a city. And here, the Tana is explaining what are these extra tefillahs that Ben Azai said. One is that when you've entered the city, whereas the Tanakhama didn't say you have to give thanks then, he says, yes, Ben Azai says, no, give thanks now. Don't wait till you leave the city. Give thanks that you've entered the city peacefully. And that's why he says, Hodah l'sha'avar first, give thanks for the past. And then, what else did the Ben Azai add? Whereas upon the exit of the city, the Tanakhama simply said you give thanks for the past. You give thanks in the past. He says no. You also ask Hashem that your exit should be peacefully, and therefore he adds the words "Vetsoyek laosid lavai," that even before you leave the city, you have to now call out for Hashem and ask Hashem for guidance and for a safe to have a safe exit.